Let's talk about the fire to the landscaping in front of this strip center.
At about 06:30 this morning at 1660 Briarcrest Drive, we had a report of a fire to landscaping outside of the building at the strip center located there. Upon arrival, established landscaping was extinguished, and investigation is ongoing, but we found items there, and we have witness statements that we're going through that lead us to believe that this was possibly an intentional fire. The building was not damaged, but anyone who might have been driving through that area this morning who might have seen anything is encouraged to contact the fire marshal's office at 209-5960.
And how was this fire spotted?
We are working through the evidence to come up with an exact ignition, but we have a couple of items there at the scene that we believe may have been the igniters. I'm not prepared right now to go into detail of what those are as pieces of evidence, but we found objects that we believe may have been used.
Who reported this?
It was reported by a City of Bryan trash truck driver who was on his route and was in that parking lot and observed a vehicle leaving the scene quickly. And then upon further investigation by him, saw the fire in question and reported it to his dispatcher, reported it to 911.
This call came in as other fire units were at the scene of a house fire this morning, if you can talk about that.
Yes, there was a house fire. It was reported at 4:50 this morning. It was extinguished and brought under control at 5:20 this morning. Fire Marshal's office was called out to investigate at approximately 5:30 this morning. Upon arrival, we investigated and took interview statements. Right now, we are finishing up that investigation, but it appears at this point, most likely a candle ignited other combustible materials, which ignited the rest of the house. There was significant damage to the front half of the house. Three people lived at that property and all escaped without injury. And no firefighters were injured during the extinguishment of this fire.
The candle was located where in the house?
It was in a bedroom on a table.
From what's known so far then, how were the residents of the house alerted to the fire?
One of the residents woke up and then upon returning from another room saw that there was a fire there that where the candle by itself had been before. She attempted to put it out herself, and that proved ineffective, and she took her daughter, and they escaped through a window.
How many adults, how many children?
Two adults and one child.
And all three escaped through the window?
No, the other adult was in a different room, and they escaped through another part of the house.